This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? See, I stayed out of Jalen Reed's way on that last one there. Let's do it. What's going on? Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you moms out there got treated well yesterday for Mother's Day. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good, and good to you for getting the day of the week right.
Bingo. Yeah.
And also not stepping on Jalen Reed.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a good week.
It's going to be a great day after Mother's Day, which is, as they call it, I believe in Canada they call it Boxing Day.
Yes.
If true. I understand, I'm a man of many cultures, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, citizen of the world, and I know Canada intimately, yes.
You know, yes. I went to the museum this weekend. Felt pretty
Ooh.
Cultured. Yeah.
Which one?
The museum. The museum. That's a good point. We have a few of them. The Museum of Natural Science here in the city of Houston. It was good, man. I'm going to effort to get a little more culture in my life, especially this time of year where the Saturdays and Sundays are a little more open for me now. I don't do that CBS show anymore on Sundays, so my weekends are much more wide open, because that when you have a Sunday show, it means you're prepping on Saturday, so it's taking up your whole weekend. So I said to Amy, I'm like, we got this museum membership. That was a Christmas present from our boss here, gave us all a membership to the museum.
Yeah.
And I said, let's use an annual family membership. I said, let's use this thing. Let's go to the museum this weekend. And so as I was there, I said to myself, we're going to go at least once a month, and I'm going to come away learning three things every time I go to the museum. Three new things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
what you learn.
Well, the things I learned this weekend were, one, I didn't.
Renal Blanco is inducing softer contact.
I learned that on Sunday, actually.
Okay.
I didn't need to go to the museum for that. I learned about the Choctaw Code Talkers in World War I. I didn't know that they existed. Do you know
Native Americans?
Yes.
That used their, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I didn't know, you know, like, they duped the Germans by using some of our Native American friends to send the
Ironically
signals to
enough,
the troops.
Especially, whenever you can stick it to the Germans with a minority, that was the way. Jesse Owens or the Wind Talkers.
So I learned about, I found that fascinating. I came home and read the Wikipedia entry about them. It was great. I learned a lot about the traditional Alaskan hunters and the way they lived and how they used the entire, when they killed a seal, they didn't waste anything. They ate the meat. They used the fat for oil. They use the skin for the clothes, and they use the intestines for their parkas.
And they use the tendons to make baseballs, the inner core of a baseball.
Is that true, or are you messing with me right
now? Oh, no, that's not true at all. No,
well, don't do this, man. I'm trying to learn things. You know I'm going to believe these things.
No, I'm just trying to put a – I'm just trying
a sports
to
spin
appease
on it.
The – hey, talk sports guy.
Last thing I learned. No, this is an important moment for me. I'm getting some culture.
Yeah.
I learned about the – the nudibranch snails in the bottom of the sea.
What do they do?
Here's what they do. They are predators who find like poisonous other beings down there, like man of war and things like that. They swallow up the poison creatures, and then they're able to utilize the poison from the creatures that they just ate.
They digest the poison?
Yeah, man. It'd be like...
Or do they repurpose the poison?
They repurpose it. They use it for themselves, yeah.
Oh, so they use the poison against other predators.
I turned to Amy. I said, this is as if the Rockets, if they were to eat Draymond Green, and they all just became a-holes all of a sudden. They're able to channel all of Draymond's a-holeness on the other teams that they have.
That's what, you know what? That's their phrase as a species is, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. You know, they take the poison and they use it, they turn it, they reframe it into something positive. Yeah.
That part's actually true, that phrase that they have right there, I heard in the, that's true. They said they
what
speak
are they
in
called?
Their own. Nudibranch.
Nudibranch?
Nudibranch. N-U-D-I branch. Yeah, man.
That sounds like a brand name or something.
I was nervous bringing the three things on that I learned this weekend because I thought for sure, I'm like, damn, Seth's going to know at least two of these, and I'm going to be like, oh, okay, I'm just learning things.
Did.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But I'm excited about you knowing
Thank
them.
You. Okay,
it's
good.
Not a competition for nerdiness or anything.
No,
I was
just
more of a nerd than you growing up, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you didn't know about the nudibranches, huh?
I didn't know. I did not.
See,
no
so,
idea.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's I'm hoping that I can bring stuff to the table that the audience can learn. Now, as you...
You know what? I also learned about this whole Necton stuff that PJ Fleck is using as a motivational
I don't know what
tool.
That is. I stayed away from the audio on that. I
you
wouldn't,
did? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I can't...
PJ Fleck has a fraudulent motivational term that we need to expose. It's really annoying me. It's annoyed me all weekend long. Yeah.
Good. Okay, we'll do that in the next segment. You mentioned Ronel Blanco. There's I have the two big stories coming away from this weekend with the Astros. One is a good story. It's Ronel Blanco yesterday. After me for the last 3 weeks saying, this is who he is. 5 innings, 3 runs. Here, you got a chance to win a game. That was a huge start for this team, given that the day before, Lance McCullers went a third of an inning. You know, like that like Lance McCullers going a third of an inning on Saturday, and you got to go to your bullpen in the first inning, has a huge ripple effect. The way that you curtail that ripple effect is have Ronel Blanco go out there and damn near pitch a complete game the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he was able to kind of balance things out. And obviously the bad story from this weekend is the reaction from at least one person who decided it was a good idea to go on social media and threaten Lance McCullers' family. That was the other
right.
thing.
Yeah, which hopefully, I don't know, maybe it tempers people a little bit versus however you might be feeling about Lance right now, which has a, there's a very Jose Abreu feel about Lance right this moment. And you couldn't tell, you know, in terms of Lance McCullers' first two starts, he had kind of a soft landing when his first start was against the White Sox, one of the worst hitting teams in baseball. And he struggled, but still made it through without allowing any runs. And then, man, the baseball deities responded hardcore.
Yeah.
Because you go up against a team in the Reds that is very, very careful with their pitch selection. They don't swing a lot. And to the tune of not swinging at Lance's first 14 pitches.
They didn't swing a lot. Yeah.
Until they swung and hit a 3-run homer.
Yeah.
And, man, I was a half hour late getting to that game. I turned on the TV and it was 9-0. I mean, Van Wy was already out there by the time I missed Lance's entire performance.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was 9-0.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I had to go back and rewatch it. And I don't know what to do at this point other than, I mean, they're going to give him at least one more start. But if it doesn't get better, you're in this stretch where you're using a 6-man rotation, but without Wisniewski. Because he's got some kind of forearm
elbow,
tenderness.
Man. Yeah.
And yet, Blanco comes out and this is a better version of him. What you got in this performance was a better version of Blanco than even during his hot stretch in the first half of last season because he was efficient.
Yeah.
He said 11 strikeouts, smashed his old record. And over the course of the last 6 games, he does have a 3.03 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he hasn't gone deep into games like you'd like him to. But there are some things there are some things on the fringes and in the advanced stats that you can point to that says, all right, the really good Blanco is in there. We've just got to get it longer and more consistent.
Yeah, and that's against a pretty decent team, like you said, in the Reds. He threw 101 pitches in 8 innings. Like, super economical, man. Like, just really efficient. Walked one guy, struck out 11. I don't expect that from him every time out, but if the starts that he gives you skew closer to that than the ones where it's, you know, 5 innings, 3 runs, like that. That was, I mean, it, you know, we're what, almost 40 games into the season. I don't think it's a stretch to say that was the most important pitching performance of the year so far, considering what happened the day before. You know, for Blanco to come out and balance out what Lance did and kind of recalibrate things so you didn't have to dig into the bullpen in the fifth inning or anything like that. And for what that might symbolize, you're right, because now this is a starting rotation. It's early in a 17-game stretch where they're going to get taxed. And McCullers does not look like he's got things going early on here. Wisniewski, as you pointed out, is out with the injury. We don't know when Arrighetti's coming back. Did I see here? Did you mention? I saw in the notes here. He's still in a cast right now. So, I mean, those are at least two of the guys plus Lance that you were counting on coming into the year. So if Ranel Blanco, like, they have to have that version of Blanco here during this stretch right now. I don't know if you want to hang around in this division early on here. You've got to get something close to that from Blanco, because we know that the Framber and Hunter Brown thing long-term is non-negotiable. Those two have to be aces for you, especially because this team still doesn't have a hitter that's got over an 800 OPS. They have to be great all year, or for most of the year. Right now, with the injuries and with Lance's performance, you have to get this out of Blanco right now, or else you're going to really be teetering on the brink early on here.
Right.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And, you know, gusto is going to factor huge into it, especially during this stretch, obviously. And Gusto and Wisniewski are the two guys where you're kind of waiting to see exactly after they go through the Astros car wash, what do they look like? And we're just going to have to put that on hold for Wisniewski.
Yeah.
I guess the other pitching news would be that Dubin was activated. So Sean Dubin, another guy that you're kind of waiting to see exactly what you have in him as a pro. The only positive I took from Saturday's game was that finally, in 100%, the proper pronunciation of Van Wy's name is now in my head.
Yeah.
I just have this need to say Van Wy. But I saw it's enough of him early and often to know that it's Van Wy.
Yes, you got an early taste of him. What's up with the lowercase letters? Is that just...
There's a story behind that. I've seen like two different articles about it, but I didn't read it.
Okay.
There's some honestly, the first article I read about it, I didn't quite understand exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah. Other than that, it has something to do with the fact that the W is capitalized. And he wanted to accentuate that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. For those who don't know, his Van Wy's got lowercase letters on the back of his jersey.
Does McCullers have, it's all caps, right?
He's got a lowercase C. The first C is lowercase, but the rest of it's all caps.
Yeah. But it would be weird to have a big V to a small A and N and then a big W.
I don't know. And a small E and
Y. Well, I mean, that is the way he spells his name, is with two caps.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks strange is all.
It's cap.
I'm not judging the guy. It's cap. All right.
Quick shout out to the Barbara Bush Foundation. I was thinking about you and I being, you know, I was nerdier growing up. Mm-hmm. Part of that was because my two best friends, the Sanderson twins, when I was a young kid, moved away out of my neighborhood. And they were I used to play with them we'd go out exploring in the woods and play baseball and everything. Yeah. They moved away and I didn't have any friends left in the neighborhood anymore. I would stay at my grandma's house after school. And there were like five houses down from my grandma, was the public library. So I ended up spending a whole bunch of time in the library as a kid, and that's where I just started reading a bunch.
That's cool, man.
And where I also, I wasn't, all of a sudden when I took a big surge in my football playing ability, mm-hmm. it was I stumbled across a couple of football technique books at the library.
Are you serious?
And, yeah. So just having access to all these books and nothing else to do but be bored and go to the library, it was really good for me in life. So the Barbara Bush Foundation, they try to put books in kids' houses.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that every kid that gets a bunch of books is, gonna turn into the next Einstein or something, but those kids have that option and they're close to it.
That's it. And I'm sure we'll be raising money for them again this year. It is. They do a great job getting books in kids' hands, man. It's a big deal getting kids literate for sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Off and running on a Monday. Texans rookie minicamp was out there on Friday. We heard from D'Amico. There is one quote that D'Amico had that just shows the stark contrast between him and previous Texan coaches, and I think it's great. And I want to get Seth's thoughts on it because the question that D'Amico got asked to get that answer was about his rookie year. And Seth was there for that. So I want to hear from D'Amico at Rookie Minicamp. We'll do that coming up next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.